At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
All right, welcome into The Dan Patrick Show. If you've been listening, we appreciate you staying in. If you're just tuning in, welcome to the party. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada and Plexico Burris. We are filling in for Dan and his Danette crew. They're taking the day off, so we're going to jump in the seats and we're going to do what we do best, which is talk a little sports, have a little fun with it, give a little perspective, put you up on game. You dig what I'm saying? All right. How y'all feeling, man? TJ, Plex, y'all good?
Oh, yeah, man. We're good to go, baby. Feeling good.
All right. What you got?
I am very happy to be here today.
I sure hope so. Hey, speaking of being
very happy. Very happy to be here. I just showed up, so I don't get fined.
Most people are happy. You know why? Because they want to hear something amazing. I'll tell you something amazing. Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically with no limit on how much you can earn. How amazing is that? In fact, it's even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted, 99% of places in the U.S. that take credit cards. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing yes, Y-E-S, more often. Yeah, that's what you heard. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report, limitations do apply. Guys, we got a lot going on here. We'll get to the continued storylines that are playing out. I mean, this is such a juicy, juicy, juicy topic, which is the quarterbacks topic. And we all know quarterbacks drive and move the needle. It seems as though this might be one of the most interesting seasons of talking quarterbacks. The storylines just continue to go on and on and on. And I wanted to start off with this one to begin with, guys, and get your opinions on the Cam Newton situation in New England. They come out in the game and in the preseason game, and it still continues to be the conversation and discussion of, is this a quarterback competition taking place in New England? Well, Cam had some words and some quotes about it this week in practice. And, well, let's take a listen to one, and then let's come back and let's have a conversation about it.
Cam, has Bill told you yet that you're starting the season opener? Gotta ask.
And you know the answer to that question. So,
has he said you are, or does he just say we're taking it day to day? I mean, honestly, he said it back then, but he's kind of had a dot, dot, dot.
I mean, y'all sit up here asking silly questions to me, and I'm looking at y'all with the same thing. So I don't know what y'all want me to say. No, you know that. You know he hasn't said that. So for you to just ask the question, it is what it is. So every single day I'm coming out here with the anticipation to just get better, and that's the only thing that I could do. So I can control that. But as far as somebody else's analogy or interpretation of what week one is, I'm trying to focus on what tomorrow brings and even the adjustments for tonight's meeting.
Who wants it?
Man, everybody knows how Belichick is. They just trying to get Cam to slip up to say something so he can, quote-unquote, get called into the principal's office or something. Right. It's a competition. And the Patriots, like a bunch of teams this year, drafted a quarterback in the first round. It's just a matter of when, guys. Mac Jones is the future of the New England Patriots. When is the future? Is it this year? I don't see it being before October 3rd. That's when they play Tampa Bay, Tom Brady. They don't want Mac Jones in there, man, going against Tom Brady. So,
could you imagine that? You come trotting out as the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, and you're Mac Jones, the one that got drafted in the first round. And
they don't want
Tom.
That. They don't want that. They spent a lot of money in free agency, which is abnormal for New England. Mm-hmm. They don't spend this type of money in free agency.
And they don't draft quarterbacks high either.
And the thing is, though, they know when you draft a rookie quarterback, I don't care how good he is, you're going to have your peaks and valleys. Belichick wants to win. If Cam is just awful, Cam's not going to be the quarterback. But if he shows that he can – play how he played early in the season last year before he got COVID, he will be the quarterback.
Right.
They'll be able to run the ball. They got Jonnu Smith, Hunter Henry. Cam was at his best when he had Greg Olsen in Carolina throwing the ball to the tight end. Now he'll have two of them. And so it's up to him. It's up to him on when Cam will become a backup. It's up to him.
You know what's funny? When is the last time we've listen to the media talk about a quarterback controversy in New England.
It's been a while.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
But for me, this is what I believe, man. I believe that the starting position is for Cam Newton to lose. He's going to be the starter on opening day.
I agree with that.
For two reasons. Out of respect, I know that Bill Belichick knows that there are going to be four or five plays in a football game, those special plays that only a Cam Newton can make. I really believe that. And those plays that only Cam Newton can make will win you football games. For Mac Jones, I just don't see anything that in the next 2 weeks that is going to be so definitive for myself and for everybody on the outside looking in, including Bill Belichick, that those actions are going to say, you know what, Mac Jones is our starting quarterback because
once you go to Mac, you got to start.
Can't go back. You can't go.
You got to stick with it.
Yeah, I just don't think that in the next 2 weeks, the next couple of preseason games, that he's going to go out there and just do something so dramatic and so spectacular that the eye test is going to tell us that Mac Jones is a starting quarterback. I just don't think that's going to happen. For Cam, it's his position to lose. So I expect him, as we all do, to be the starting quarterback on opening day. Unless anything crazy happens in the next 2 weeks, I just don't think that Mac Jones will be the starting quarterback for the Patriots.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. Listen, my whole idea of it is when you come into a competition like this, you got to take a couple things into consideration. Who is the competition between? You're talking about somebody who was brought in at a minimum contract in Cam Newton that was looking for, searching desperately for a place to take his talents to. And with that being said, it was, as you mentioned, TJ, it was a COVID year, so he didn't even have a real off season with the team. He's not really – I'll say this. He established himself as the starting quarterback in a very, very turbulent time for the organization. I don't believe that there would be many quarterbacks that you could name that would be able to go into the situation that Cam Newton did and be able to get the results that he was able to get. Now, while they had a losing season, didn't make the playoffs, by all things given, all things measured, Cam Newton did one heck of a job doing one thing that maybe only a Cam Newton would be able to do, which was shoulder the weight of Tom Brady's departure from that team. I think that that's something that has to be very, very overstated, not understated, because I don't think anyone would understand what type of pressure that would be to come in and be the starter after the departure of the greatest football player to ever do it. So that's one thing. But then you start to focus in on other things like, okay, well, what was his performance like? And was his performance good enough to actually say that he should be the undisputed starter for this team? You did take a for the first time in quite some time, you used a first-round draft pick on a quarterback. That just doesn't happen with Bill Belichick. Not only that, but then another thing you have to take into consideration, as was also mentioned, that they were aggressive in free agency to put weapons on that side of the ball, which is something that they haven't normally done. So you clearly see that there is an effort to improve this team and improve different positions that have, well, maybe been considered not as important, or just they can, you know, you can fudge it a little bit with the people that you put in those positions. It doesn't seem like that's the case here. Now, I'd also add to the conversation, Bill Belichick has only started a rookie quarterback twice in his tenure in New England, which I find to be pretty – I mean, that's –
franchise quarterbacking for 20 years, what do you expect?
Well, I'm just saying it only happened twice in his whole entire time there. So, and that was due to necessity. So there's a whole lot of things that could have happened during that course of time.
He's only been there 21 years.
Yeah, well, it is what it is. I mean, anything could have happened.
Tom Brady started 20.
Anything could have happened during that 21 years. I mean, think about it. He sat out a year due to an injury. Anything could have happened for a rookie to play more than get a start for more than two times. So I'm just saying that's still pretty crazy. Two times.
So let me ask y'all this question. We both know that, you know, Cam Newton is basically, you know, he's temporary. He's a Band-Aid for this organization. TJ, you just said that Mac Jones is the future, a future quarterback for the Patriots. So what if Mac Jones isn't that guy?
They'll be searching again for a quarterback.
What does that leave Bill Belichick then? And then and LaVar has been saying for the last, his seat is warm.
His seat is warm.
So what if Mac Jones isn't that guy? How hot does his seat get then?
Who's seat warm?
I mean, I won't go as far as to say it's warm, but he can feel it. He can feel a little bit. Yeah,
all Bill?
Yeah, he's got a little pressure on him.
Man, please. Man, he's sitting on a bag of ice.
No, he's not.
Man, please. Bill Belichick ain't going nowhere unless he want to leave.
Nobody says that a hot seat means that you get fired. Let's define what hot seat means.
Yeah, but you keep saying his seat is warm.
Hot seat, his ice is melting. And the ice is melting for this reason and this reason alone.
And he grew up in Alaska.
Okay, well, here we go. Listen, if you ask me, Bill Belichick has pressure on him to win, and he has pressure on him to win now. And the reason,
why?
And the reason being is because now coming into this season, the conversations will get that much more intense if they are not able to have success. This would mark the second season that you were not able to have success without Tom Brady as your head, or as your football team quarterback.
You know what that does?
What does it do?
All that does is just show you how great of a player Tom Brady
really is.
But that's, okay, but that take,
that's not to discredit Bill Belichick. Tom Brady is just that good.
I don't know that it's about discrediting Bill Belichick, but I do think that it calls into discussion is the success that the New England Patriots had purely based upon the brilliance of what Tom Brady brought to the table. You can easily now make the discussion point that look at what that man did.
I've been made that point.
So, look, Jay-Z said it, right? When they let Jay-Z go and said, we'll go do it with Cam and we'll
make
do it
another
with
me.
Make another me.
But LeVar, you also got to take this into account. Bill Belichick played a huge role in the mental makeup of Tom Brady.
100%.
A huge role in the mental makeup and how he processes and sees the game of football.
But he still has to do it.
But Brady still has to. Give me the best game plan in the world. If I can't execute it, it ain't the best game
plan. And that's the point. Tom Brady still has to do it.
So now
if I'm a fan, I don't care about if him and Bill Belichick, how much Bill Belichick played and the reason why Tom Brady was good. Tom Brady is the one that had to do it. Now we want to say if Tom look what Bill Belichick has already proven, his legacy is solidified. So when I say his seat is changing or the ice is melting, it is purely based upon the fact that we will all agree that football is a production sport. Even Bill Belichick himself said that his guys have to come in and they have to reapply themselves or reestablish themselves every single year. Well, so does a coach. A coach has to reestablish himself as a good coach every single year as well. So I don't care if you're coming off of a Super Bowl season. You still have to come back and you have to reassess and reestablish what it is that you're going to accomplish and how you're going to get things done. Andy Reid has to do it. Bruce Arians has to do it, right? We could sit there and we could ultimately say, you know what? Bruce Arians isn't that good of a coach other than he made the decision to let Tom Brady come in and bring in the players he wanted to bring in, or he can come back out and they can continue to win, and you could still say it's Tom Brady, but you still have to give credit where credit is due in terms of the leadership of the coaching staff. Bill Belichick, although one of the greatest coaches, if not greatest NFL coaches of all time, still has to produce. And if he doesn't produce, then you're going to have the conversations as to why you're not producing. I mean,
because you don't have number 12.
Okay.
Right.
So now,
Mac Jones your guy?
And then now
can you
that
make you another Tom Brady?
Okay. See, now we get to the same page.
It can't happen.
Now
it won't happen.
So what
Tom
happens
Brady
with Mac Jones? He's a dead man walking.
No,
Mac Jones is a dead man walking.
He's not a dead man walking.
Okay,
I haven't
tell
seen
me
the man
that.
Play.
You gonna step? I mean, we ain't even seen the man play.
Yeah, I haven't even
Mac
seen
Jones
the man
is a dead man walking. Look,
but listen,
he can't have the type of career as Tom Brady.
Based off of what I know and based off of what I've seen number 12 do over the last 20 years, having competed against him, even in college, he's a once-in-a-lifetime player. Mac Jones, listen,
it's unfair to compare him to Brady.
And here's what's sad about what you guys are saying is that he has
– It's not sad. It's the truth.
No, here's the sad truth of it all is that he will not – be able to escape that. And in fact, here's what's
Nobody
even more
will.
Interesting. Here's what's even more interesting. Probably only – there will probably be at least several quarterbacks – that will get judged directly off of Tom Brady until this franchise gets enough years removed from Tom Brady and what he has done. The first few dudes, they going down. They are going down because they will not be able to stand up to the shadow of what Tom Brady has casted over the Foxborough area of the world. It will not happen. So it's going to be at least the first two, three quarterbacks.
They better go get a Justin Herbert.
There have been, in NFL history, there have just been some acts that are tough to follow. Look when John Elway left the Denver Broncos. They didn't have quarterbacks.
They still looking.
Well,
they had Peyton Manning.
The Jets are still looking for one, and that's Joe Namath.
Hey, look what happened when Dan Marino left the Miami Dolphins. You're talking about 20, 30
Damn,
years
Damn, you going to do Mark Sanchez like that, LeVar?
Listen.
Sorry,
you're talking about Peyton Manning. They still looking for that franchise quarterback. Maybe they had one of Drew Andrew Luck. But listen, them four quarterbacks that I just mentioned, it's just going to be tough for another quarterback to come in and perform better than what those guys did, because they're once-in-a-lifetime players. They're just tough acts to follow.
I don't know, guys. Listen, let's parlay this into another conversation. We'll take a quick break, but on the other side of this break, we'll continue the discussion of rookie quarterbacks. And well, I'll tell you what the well is when we come back on the other side of this. You're listening to the Dan Patrick Show. That's TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. Yeah, this is Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, all right. Welcome back into the Dan Patrick Show. I'm LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burris. Somebody is fumbling around, but that's okay. That means they getting back into position, y'all. Oh, yeah, you know. Anyway, we're filling in for Dan Patrick today and the Danettes. They're taking the day off. We're doing the best that we can to make sure that we give you the content that you need. And you know what? This show also makes sure you can get to where you're trying to go. Mercedes-Benz, yep, intelligence runs in that family. Innovation runs in the family. Extraordinary runs in the family. The 2021 Mercedes-Benz range of SUVs, well, every member is waiting to impress. All right, learn more about it at mbusa.com. That's Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. All right, fellas, we have been having the conversation about one Mac Jones and how that applies to Cam and getting in. Now, the interesting thing about that scenario, again, is you're talking about a guy in Cam who comes in under some of the most extreme, maybe the most extreme circumstances probably known to the history of the National Football League, which is to take over for Tom Brady as the starting quarterback. And now, a year removed from that taking place, they hire a new employee for the job, for the position, and that turns into the conversation of who will start. This is a competition. We don't know who's going to get it. But I do believe that Cam is the guy, as you mentioned, Plex. He is the guy that is going to be the one that has to lose the job versus Mac Jones winning the job. Now, as that applies to this topic that we're going to get into now, which I'm waiting and waiting and waiting to be able to hear what these odds are that we got going on. We may not get them, so we might just go right into the conversation. But I'll tell you this. If I'm measuring and I'm weighing all of the incoming rookies that are not the shoe-in starters like a Zach Wilson or, you know, I don't know. Listen, Urban says that it's not decided. I think it is decided in Jacksonville. So Trevor Lawrence will start. But I guess this is a more interesting approach rather than just saying who will be the starter. Do we see – Is it feasible? Is it sensible to have the debate as to who will have the best season as a rookie quarterback for this year? Hold on. Before you answer,
you said that's easy, huh?
Let's hear the odds.
Based off what I've saw.
This is from Give me the show, Lee. It's straight out of Vegas. That this soundbite came from. Take a listen to this, and then we're going to jump into this topic of conversation.
Which quarterback did you change your mind about the most? Either upgraded him because of what you saw or downgraded him?
Justin Fields upgrade, but I say that with a caveat. That was against second and third stringers when he was really starting to be his most productive.
With Justin Fields, I got to be honest, I'm not sure that we've learned a lot. And I know there's a lot of optimism. And Justin Fields, for example, is the one quarterback who had a big uptick in his odds. Entering this weekend, Justin Fields to start game one for Chicago had less than a 20% chance. And now he has a 33% chance. So from 19% to 33%, that's the only quarterback with a major leap.
Now, Justin Fields impressed. It was against backups for the most part. He did have some tense moments, some rookie moments that took place. But, you know, I think we've all been pretty high on Justin Fields and what we believe his trajectory is as a starter or as a player in this league. Who do you guys think will have the best rookie year out of all of these rookie quarterbacks? Who you think?
Man, that for us to sit up here and name a guy, we're probably going to be wrong. It's so many of them. Yeah, you're going to be wrong too. It's so many.
Oh, dang.
It's so many of them. You just don't know. Number one.
It's only four or five, TJ.
That's a lot. When you're playing as a rookie, number one, you're going to have – you're playing as a rookie for a reason.
The team is not very good. You were drafted fairly high, so that's showing you the team isn't very good. And so you just don't know who would have the best season based off of one preseason game against backups.
I'm not basing it off of that. When I get my opinion, I'm not basing it off of one game, but go ahead.
I mean, but I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay. And so you just qualified your answer is what you're saying. Like you just played
just
defense.
Just in case he's wrong.
You played defense to say that. We should be wrong. But if I happen to be
insurance.
Right, if I no, happen I'm, to be I'm right, not, here's my pick.
I'm going to give you who I believe is going to have the best rookie season. But, I mean, this is just basically pulling straws here and just hoping I get lucky.
Okay.
Really, to be honest with you, I think that's just what it is. I thought leading into the season, before the draft, I said the quarterback that goes to the 49ers will have the most successful career because I believe Shanahan is a really good coach. But I believe Trevor Lawrence will have the best rookie season.
Okay. You want to give a reason why? You want to leave it there? Or
number one, he's going to be starting out the gate. He's the for sure starter. I do know that. So from a statistical standpoint – he will be out there week one starting. Right, we can't say that about any other quarterback with the exception of Zach Wilson.
Okay.
Well, I guess I can say that you're correct in that aspect of it, but based off of what I've, you know, saw on Saturday from all four quarterbacks, you know, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Trevor Lawrence.
Damn, you ain't even throwing Mac Jones in there, huh?
Mac Jones.
Who? Listen,
hey, I just said that it was Cam Newton's job to lose. I'm going to say Justin Fields is going to have the best rookie season based off of what I saw on Saturday. Here's why. We're not even talking about from a performance standpoint yet. When he got to the press conference after the game, they asked him a question. He said, you know what?
It's slow to me.
The game is slow to me.
Yeah,
that's going to change.
I heard him.
And you
that
know
will
what,
change.
And you know what that tells – it's going to change, but you know what that tells me?
He ain't tripping.
Right.
He ain't tripping
he's
at all.
He's able to diagnose defenses.
He should have never said that.
It's bulletin board.
He understands coverages. He knows where the ball is going when he puts that foot in the ground.
I agree with that.
He can diagnose coverages. To me, Trevor Lawrence is like a deer in headlights at times. It looked like the game was too fast for him. Now, granted, okay, you can say that he played against starters. I understand that.
But they didn't game plan him. This was not a game plan. So it shouldn't even matter.
It just didn't look like to me that he understood coverages or whatever was going on. He made a couple good throws, but he was – very uncertain about where the football should have gone because it just looked like to me the game was too fast for him. Hmm. Based on the skill set, I think they have basically the same skill set in being able to be mobile and get out of the pocket. But for me, Justin Fields, it just jumped off of the page when he got out of the pocket. You know, he was just, you know, cruising around. It looked easy to him. And for me, some of the throws that he made, the back shoulder fade down the sideline, you know, making.
I mean, he was
throws.
Playing against guys that's getting cut, though.
That's what you. So now we're not giving those guys no credit.
But see, I'm not. But you just said you're not going to base what you're saying topic wise off of what's going on right now.
TJ's not.
Right. So I'm
just going against his argument.
Opening day starter. The best option for the Chicago Bears
is going to be Justin Fields.
It's going to be Justin Fields.
I agree with that.
Without a doubt.
But they're not going to do that. They are going to start Andy Dalton first.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence may have better stats, more completions percentages, more touchdowns. He plays in Jacksonville. The weather's going to play a major part in that. But from a franchise standpoint right now, I cannot say – based on the performance that I saw on Saturday, that Trevor Lawrence is going to be a better quarterback than Justin Fields.
Justin Herbert didn't start the season off and ended up winning Rookie of the Year. I mean, I know he got in there pretty early, but he did not start to begin the season. Listen, Andy Dalton is going to – he is going to also have to play himself out of his position for Justin to get that opportunity. I don't see Andy Dalton holding him off very long. And I do believe I've already told you guys I'm high on Justin Fields. I'm super high on Justin Fields. And for no other reason than I believe when you're a rookie quarterback, you have to learn so much about what your offensive schemes, the variations, the nuances of what you have to do, reading coverages and reading where your receivers are going to be, the timing of everything. But I think the one thing that we've seen historically is if you can run, you can create an opportunity to buy time to know where those windows of opportunity are. Justin Fields has shown a consistency.
That's only going to last so long, though, man.
Yeah,
you can't run all game.
Well, you can do it. You can run all game your rookie year. I watched RG3 do it.
You can run when it's the right opportunity.
I watched Lamar Jackson do it in his second season.
Yeah, I mean,
he did it at the end of his rookie year. I've watched Lamar Jackson do it.
Lamar Jackson is a special runner, man.
So is Justin Fields.
Isn't Trevor Lawrence like a 4-4 quarterback or something?
I wouldn't say Trevor Lawrence can run mid four or five. But that doesn't translate in Trevor Lawrence's game. Trevor Lawrence isn't showing you that he's going to be this quarterback that is going to do it through being mobile.
You know what's going to handcuff Trevor Lawrence, and I this is just my opinion, is that offensive coordinator Schottenheimer, man. When he was in Seattle, they let him go. They didn't like what he was doing.
I played for Shotty.
I was with him at the beginning.
And that's what I'm saying. And I've never played for him, but I just know he's been fired a ton.
Yeah.
He was in Indianapolis with Andrew Luck. We know how that went. He was an offensive coordinator for Mark Sanchez when I was in the Jets. So let's give down Brian Schottenheimer's resume. He was with me in the Jets 2011. Mark Sanchez was the quarterback. He went to the Indianapolis Colts with Andrew Luck, I believe it was.
Would you want him grooming your rookie quarterback?
Oh,
right.
Here you go.
He left Andrew Luck, and he went to Seattle, and he was the offensive coordinator with Russell Wilson. Now this is his fourth offensive coordinator position.
Would you want him grooming your rookie quarterback?
And now he is the offensive coordinator for Trevor
Jacksonville does. Hey, I'm glad y'all brought that up, because even though I'm high on Justin Fields, what I was getting to is I believe that Zach Wilson is going to have the best year of all of the rookies. I don't believe he's going to have the best career, but I think he's going to have the best rookie season out of all of the rookies that are out there right now in the field. And it's purely based upon the coaching DNA of LaFleur coming in and being his offense coordinator.
I like that.
And Saleh being the head coach. I think Saleh is going to make sure that this defense is as stout as it can possibly be. I think that they are going to approach this in a very similar manner as to how they did things in San Francisco and how things are being done in Green Bay. And ultimately, if you think about what took place in Washington when RG3 and Kirk Cousins came in as rookies to that team, they took a lot of pressure off of, a lot of thinking work out of the game for RG3. And he had one of the most legendary rookie seasons that a rookie has ever had. That one has ever had. So I think that they will search for that balance. I really do think that there is a code to success for a rookie quarterback when they have the balance that those types of offenses present. That RPO style, zone type of RPO run/pass option.
The New York Jets don't have an RPO style.
Yeah,
Salah was out there with a fullback in the I formation. This guy's 5'8", and he's getting under center.
I don't believe that that's going to be how they do things as they get into the season. I think they certainly will.
They're not going to run an RPO style with a.
It's going to be a zone. It's going to be a zone.
It's going to look very similar to what the 49ers run,
which is a zone. It's a stretch zone. It's not. So when I say RPO, the RPO was there for RG3 in his rookie year. So I'm basing reference off of the style of offense. It's still the same structure of the offense. It's just not going to be based off of him running versus passing. But it is a zone style offense.
Hey, Plexico, you still didn't answer me. Would you want Schottenheimer grooming your rookie quarterback?
Well, he said no, basically.
Oh, absolutely not.
He said no, basically, without saying it.
Hell no.
You know, and it concerns me when Urban Meyer comes out and says, we're playing too slow. You the head coach, bro. Like, tell him to pick it up. What are you doing?
Right.
I think Zach Wilson is the guy, and I'm there for one. I don't think he's going to have as much pressure. I mean, the market will call for pressure. He's going to deal with a lot of pressure because he's in New York.
Oh my goodness!
But with that being said, he is probably the most qualified in terms of he's not going to be partying. The things that can suck you under in New York is not going to be a part of Zach Wilson. And other than the being on the tabloids and how the media handles things. I don't think he's going to get sucked in. I don't think he's going to get sucked in.
I just don't. You just said that.
I mean, I was there in New York for a moment.
Whether he gets sucked in or not, can the man play the quarterback position?
Yeah, I think he can.
He can.
I don't know, but
based off what I saw the other day, I don't understand why he was under center as much as he was being his stature at the position. What is he, 5'8", 5'9",
and they're in the I-4 plex?
In a 6'2".
Yeah.
There's no way this guy's 6'2", man.
Yeah, you see him in person, he's 6'2", bro.
All I know is Zach Wilson is my pick to have the best rookie year. I do believe that Justin Fields will have the best career out of all of them. And, yes, I do not have a whole lot to base that off of in terms of playing the NFL, and I do not wish to base what I'm saying off of that. I'm just saying watching these guys in college and seeing what they could do once they got out there, I believe that's my call on it. But, you know, that's going to continue to play out. Chris Canty. You remember him, Super Bowl champ, you know, with your guys. He'll be coming up on the show, 8:20. You'll make sure you want to check that out, 11:20, where if you're on the East Coast. So we'll talk some football with him. That should be fun. But coming up next, we're going to talk a little Jamal Adams. He just got his deal done. A lot of people were wondering if he could get the deal done. A lot of people wonder if he was overpaid. We'll discuss that and a whole lot more. This is the Dan Patrick Show. It's LeVar, TJ, and Plex filling in the Up On Game crew. This is Fox Sports Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Something about the music make me wanna dance. Something about the music, it makes me wanna dance. Oh yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Dan Patrick Show. Yeah, I like to sing here and there. Get y'all vibrating, get you motivated, you know, wake you up, make you feel good. I bet you it caught you off guard. If you're somewhere in the car or sitting in your house or on the treadmill or whatever it may be, I bet you I got you going right then and there. And I always get my boys TJ and Plex going with my singing and my freestyling because, well, I'm just a, you know, I'm one of those A-list artists right here. You know, I could go platinum if I really decided to get serious about it. You dig what I'm saying?
Exactly. Hey, stick to your day job, baby. You're doing a hell of a job at it. I don't want you to throw this away.
Speaking of A-list and speaking of being rewarded, Jamal Adams. You know, the conversation has been ensuing. Will he get a deal? Is he asking for too much money? Is there some issues in Seattle? How does this all play out? Well, it played out to the tune of a 4-year, $70 million extension. Guys, before I hear your opinions on this, let's take a listen to Coach Carroll, and then we'll get a listen to, well, how Jamal Adams feels about his relationship with Pete Carroll. But first, let's listen to what Coach had to say about the situation.
Jamal was great throughout the whole process. He communicated well with us. He was very good with everybody in the building. He was here and attentive in meetings and all that stuff. And just made it, you know, respected our program as we went through the process, as we respected his representation and all. So I think it means a ton. He's a great football player. He's a young man that's just getting started. He loves being here. He's a big factor on your team, play-wise, but also spirit-wise, and in the leadership that he brings, and the toughness that he brings, and the juice that he brings is unique.
All right, so that was some pretty glowing terms. I mean, when you get that new deal done, there's always excitement from the coach about how the situation goes. At least you would hope that there's excitement. Here's what Jamal had to say about his coach.
In the end, Jamal, how much was the personal relationship with Pete Carroll instrumental in all this and breaking it?
Yeah, it was everything. You know, obviously just from when Pete called, when the trade happened, him calling me, reaching out, calling my mother, that meant everything to me. It's the little things like that. And our relationship has always been strong, and it's just going to continue to get better.
Oh, that's so cute. He called his mom.
Stop.
That's very, very okay. Speaking of, so $17.5 million per year average in the new money blast.
Great cash, homie.
Wait. Hold on. Let me back up here. It's a $70 million contract. It's got $38 million guaranteed. Overall. That's guaranteed, yeah. All right? The $17.5 million per year average is in the new money blast. He has now passed the Broncos, Justin Simmons, at 15.25. As the highest ranking among all safeties, Landon Collins is up in there as well. But Landon got 44.5 guaranteed, by the way. Congratulations, Jamal. First and foremost, congratulations. You did it. You've done well, and I'm glad your mama could help facilitate in that deal taking place. And I'm sure you're going to do something very nice for your mama. I'm sure he's going to do something very nice for his mama. And I'm interested because, you know, they will report whatever it is. That's what the media does. Guys, do you like this deal? Do you feel like this was the right thing to do? There was a lot of conversation about it. A lot of people speculated maybe he wasn't worth the amount of money that he was asking for. I heard it was a matter of $2 million difference in getting the deal done, and he was very firm on it. Was this a win for both sides? Was it a loss for somebody? What's your take on this one?
Man, anytime you sign a contract that should change your family's life, it's a win. But, you know, me and Pete had this great relationship. Man, it's about if they offered him less money, your relationship is trashed. I mean, just the day before he signed it, Seattle's come out and said, oh, this is it. We're not offering him any more money. Either he going to take this or that's it. And then, voila, the deal is signed. And so he's earned this, though. In the last 2 years, he has 16 sacks.
That is crazy, man.
He doesn't play the safety position as your typical safety. He's playing it almost as an outside linebacker.
He wanted a linebacker franchise tag if they didn't give him the contract.
And you could argue he deserved that. He can cover, but he's not much of a – he's going to get after the quarterback. And so they deploy him to Seattle Seahawks, and they use him differently. But, yeah, man, it's well-deserved. But let's just be honest, man. Like, me and Pete Curl, I'm speaking like I'm Jamal Adams. We cool now, but during this negotiation process, we wasn't cool. We cool once I get what I want. And obviously Seattle felt like they got what they wanted, and so it's a win-win for both sides.
Hey, Jamal Adams has earned this – he has earned this contract. Hey, when you are deserving – as a player, this is how I would like to see contracts being negotiated between the players and these organizations. You shouldn't have to jump through hoops to get these deals done and get what you deserve and you have earned as a player. I didn't even know Jamal Adams was going through a contract situation because they kept it so quiet, and I guess, like he said, they had a great relationship going on, moving into the deal. But this is how I would like to see these NFL contracts be done between the player and the organizations when they deserve it. And secondly, he said that his mom called him by his whole government. Listen, when your mom calls you by your whole entire government, there are two things going on. Either you have done something so incredible that you have exceeded her own expectations of you of her son, or you had done something totally egregious that she cannot believe it. So she has called his whole name out. Jamal Adams, congratulations, man. You deserve every penny of it.
You know, I think he definitely deserves it. I mean, he had 9.5 sacks last year alone, and that's dope. But he also – The Seattle Seahawks had to make this work. We'll continue to discuss this. It's the Dan Patrick Show. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.